Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio. Oh, I'm going to do it this right this time, man. I already had it figured out. Brazoria. County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 21st day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just socked and sickening. I mean, just unbreathable air. I mean, if they have the nerve to tell somebody they can't smoke some fucking where, really? When all of this is being done for money, 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 this is a goddamn scam. This is just another criminal organization at work here. This is another criminal cabal. It's called the burn. You know, we can't log the trees. We'll burn the fucking trees. We're going to have all the fucking money. They don't care if you choke to death so long as they got a fat fucking wallet. Make sure you understand that. Anyways, man, let's see. Where was I here? Oh, yeah. Where were we on this? Okay. UNC calls out protesters unlawful and dangerous actions after Silent Sam statue takedown. We'll get to that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, UNC calls out protesters, unlawful and dangerous actions after Silent Sam statue taken down, from Fox News. Tell you guys what, man, you pick the park. And we'll go down there, about 5 or 10 of us, and we'll just start tearing a goddamn statue down and see what the fuck happens to us. You see, this is more of that design. I'm telling you guys, what you're going to have to do, I'm just going to have to just break away from this, just shut this shit down. What everybody needs to do is just pick a side. You got to pick a side, because they're going to keep playing these fucking games. Let's take Portland. You know, they kind of shut that shit down in Portland because some good old boys came out of the burbs there and beat the fuck out of them. But this is how it happens, just like it happened with the Occupy movement. You had the Occupy movement. I had video of it before it ever hit the big TV or any of this shit, because the angel lives right there on the fucking corner where it all went down. And it all began with goddamn in the Fed signs and Ron Paul signs. And as soon as they saw a thing building, because it was goddamn Obama in fucking, he was the current dictator. Then here come the people with the shirts already made, Obama shirts and Occupy shirts and Occupy. And it's a communism. It's communism. That's what it's for. What I tell you people I believe happened up to Portland is some fucking guys got sick of looking at these little punks in their fucking streets. So they say, let's go to town Saturday and whip their ass. whip them out of the street. And as soon as that gets out across social media, it's just the same fucking thing. Here come the Trump t-shirts and the Judeo-Christian coalition and make America great again bullshit. Instead of just fucking people, because they're never going to allow it to be just people. It's going to have to be like the last Civil War. You see, they've got a plan for something way worse than what we got right now. I guarantee you that. And after they get us all, when they finally talk us all in, and we get so outraged over shit like this, that we go in there and we just pound the shit and we kill each other down to nothing to where they can control us again, then we'll find out what the goodie in the bag was. And that's what's going down here. The destruction of a Confederate statue in the heart of North Carolina's flagship university by hundreds of protesters on Monday night was unlawful and dangerous, university leaders said. You see, what you got people aren't getting is, like I said, you come out there, there'd be Antifa, they have their fucking signs and their weird little fucking flags. On the other side, you have the Trump t-shirts and, oh yeah, the Bible, because they had to throw the Bible in there. I noticed that. They came out with Bible study group that came to town to whip the goddamn communists out of the street. Yeah, right. Whatever. They have their Bible stuff on and they have all this bullshit that has nothing to do with the rest of us. And as they're standing there facing each other, if you look across the way there, you'll see the true fucking enemy. It's the guys behind the fucking shields, the people running all this shit, the George Soros, the Donald Trumps across the country. You come there, I mean, you actually come there to beat the communists out of the streets with Trump t-shirts on. Isn't that man an international communist? By definition of the goddamn words? But no, man, they did this. They did this to us once before. This is why the net is having to be so fucking shut down. This is a desperate attempt. Now these, you know, the North Carolina thing, you know, that kind of shit kind of bogged down. Did you notice that back when we started talking? I started talking about West Virginia. They were going to go and take down Stonewall Jackson's down there in Charleston. They were going to take down his statue. And I asked them guys up there in the hills if they started wearing fucking skirts or something. You know, they'd reached the point to where they were just passing ordinances and they were signing pieces of paper. And then some construction company was coming over and taking out the goddamn statues, which the statues, why the statues are important isn't because of the North or the South, it's because of the truth. And this is why they're attacking this particular point in history so hard right now. Because people are figuring out what actually happened during that particular point, and then you got to build all the old lie. You got to pressure the lie. You got to turn the lie into a goddamn war again against each other. What happened in that war? And anybody can argue what they want to. You could bring it on. You know, I like a good argument, and I got a big shiny nickel for the winner. What happened there? The man from the South went to save his fucking rights. He went to fight to death to keep his goddamn rights. The man from the North, he went to fight for his rights, not because he didn't want to be a slave. That was what it was all. That's the bill of goods they sold him. You let the new territories open up into slavery, and that's all the industry. If they could have run the industry with slavery, they'd have done it in the first place, because goddamn slaves aren't cheap. It wasn't as cheap as the goddamn foreign, the Irishmen and shit they were getting off the ships there in goddamn in New York Harbor. It was all planned, and then what happened? What in reality? See, that's what you got to do to get to the meat and the bones of what really happened, is just step back away from it. So what happened? This guy's coming at this guy here. He's got a goddamn saber in his hand. I'm not going to be a goddamn slave because of the slave owners. And there was the slave people that actually owned slaves in big plantations. They were the one percenters. They were the elitist. Most of the people owned small farms and stuff, but they don't pretend they weren't in danger, because the internationalists had already taken over the goddamn Washington, D.C. and that part of the fucking country. Make no mistake about it. And they were going to come and tax and take it, just like, well, just, they were going to do what just exactly what they did anyway. But the key to the plan was, it was to remove the Bill of Rights. Before the first shot was fired, that southern man, that northern man, both were holding that Bill of Rights, absolute fucking law in their hands. Nobody could touch them if that was enforced. They couldn't, there's no way, if you were a person that owned a farm, like my great-great-grandfather, my grandfather's was supposed to be my farm. If you owned a piece of land like it, you worked that land, you had a big family, and you grew your crops. You might grow a cash crop for the extra things you need. And that was what most of the whole fucking place was. There was just a handful of these people who owned other human beings by the scores. And they were in the cities. They were in the North. The hell, they owned as many slaves in the North as they did in the South. This was just that Bill of Rights thing. That Bill of Rights thing kept them from being the total global plantation. Because you could never have the kind of power that they wanted and that they wanted from the beginning if you had goddamn freedom, if you had a Bill of Rights, something that where people could own property. Just a regular fella could own property. So what do they do there? Like I said, if you could stop those two guys in the field before they hit each other and said, both looking at the same Bill of Rights, you got any disagreements here? Hell no, ain't got no disagreements. But that's the guys over there. Those goddamn carpetbaggers are coming out of here from Europe and fucking barons. Well, they had been for a whole long time because they're the ones that got to build the railroads across here and got huge hunks of the United States given to them already. If you can take that guy's slave, see, this is where the southern guy made a little bit of a slip of an error. If you can take that guy's slave property, then you can take my property. That was the argument they're giving them. I don't own no fucking slaves. And if that Bill of Rights means anything, I mean, if it's worth the paper it was written on, standing there with both of them in their hands that their grandfathers had died to establish, there couldn't have been nobody in bondage. The whole fucking thing was a farce. But people were in bondage in the North as they were in the South. It was just that goddamn document that told them people they were free. It had to go. So let's just fast forward through all the bullshit, through all the goddamn propaganda, all the shit. And at the end of that war, what happened? Well, they went and wrote the 14th Amendment and we're all slaves. We were all made subject. That is a fucking slave. So the Northern man fighting for freedom, boy, you just fought to killed your brother for slavery, put yourself in slavery. And the Southern guy, he fighting for his rights. You know, you just got put in slavery too. Everybody's equal under the 14th Amendment. Everybody's equally a slave. And I hate to think of what they've got conjured up, that they're trying to play this fucking game right here with this. You know, the statutes, you do not touch a fucking statute in the South. You don't touch a statue nowhere. It's not this racist kind of, all this goofy shit they're selling you, that they're putting out there on the poster to get you to go kill your brother. It's none of that shit. That is the history of our country. That is why the statute is there. That's what, you know, the thing, the most honorable thing we could do you could get further into date, you know, and we're talking about other wars like Iraq and stuff, is I'm sitting here talking about you fucking never did nothing to save for my Bill of Rights or for my, the Constitution and your rights, you know, that same shit. That's why we're going over here to take the oil for the Jews over here. That's for your Bill of Rights and your shit. Bullshit. Never was, never would be. But those statutes need to be stand proudly. They need to be polished down. Because those men in their minds, they were on both sides. They thought that in their minds, they were the first fooled ones that were fooled. They thought that they were fighting for their freedom when they know the whole bunch of them, they should have known that there was a group at the top that wanted all this shit to happen that was causing all the problems. Somebody's moving the pieces on the chessboard. Somebody's making these situations get to the point where, oh, you should go and shoot your brother Johnny over there. You should go shoot him. Because if you don't, you're going to end up being a slave. That's what's going to happen. You see, I can show you right here in my propaganda. Same shit going on right here, right now. Only you got the international communists in here hot and heavy. I mean, with this, taking that, why do they want to get rid of the statues? It's like words. You know, somebody was, something about, they put, the Ten Commandments in, and something else into, or God, one nation under God or some kind of thing. And I'm sitting there going, well, yeah, you know, but why should I, why would those words bother me? If I'm free and I can live and believe what I want to, I mean, if I see something like that, I can read it or not. I can walk by it. I can take notice of it, not take notice of it. It holds no bind on me. And it's just like those statutes. They're holding, all they are is marking a point in history. And if we wanted to do something, I mean, to honor the bravery of those fucking men that stepped up and did that. I mean, the people that, God almighty, that fought the worst war that ever been fought on this continent. You'd put those statutes would be polished on both sides. They'd be polished. And then in the middle of it would be big placards with the fucking lie that was used to get brother to kill brother. And the fact that if the end result of the whole goddamn thing was the 14th Amendment, making the people subject to the government, was slavery. It was about slavery. It was about enslaving us all. And the lesson is taught, and every kid should look at it. Every kid, it should be in all the public places so the people can see that they did that. Those dirty bastards did that. It was a handful. Not only did they make you slaughter each other by the score, but they made riches off of doing it. And I guarantee you, by way you up high enough in the levels, they were trading money back and forth, money this way, money that way, money this way, money that way. And I'll also tell you that as sure as that Stanton was in, Lincoln's Secretary of State. You see what they do with the way the scam they working on this end was that you're gonna love this is. They get the reports about the battles before anybody else did. They had special runners, you know, to run to bring it into Washington, D.C., so they heard about it first. And when they heard it, they had their Yankee greenbacks, and then you had gold, and you had Confederate currency, and then you had gold on each side of this fucking situation. Now, if there was a big loss to, say, the Union, then that price, that dollar was going to go down, that gold was going to shoot up. This is how they're playing. This is how they're playing. Where you're out there thinking, freedom and save my rights and shit. While you're stabbing and killing each other. This is what they're doing. They got the books out. Jews got the books out. Okay, so the news won't get here for another day to the regular folks. So what we do, we transfer all of our greenbacks over into gold. And then the next day it's reported everybody else had greenbacks and stuff. Their money went down to shit. And the big pile of gold, it got big. Oh, boy, it was sweet. Okay, let's say the next engagement, the South won. I mean, the North won. Okay? So the same deal. They come back with the news ahead of time. They had special runners. And they would just sell off their gold and buy up them Yankee greenbacks that nobody wanted to because they'd been so devalued because of that last loss. And then, lo and behold, now we won one goddamn. Oh, now the greenbacks are worse. Now you look at how much gold you can buy within greenbacks today. And at the end, and this is the sickest part, people. The runners were going both ways. The runners were going both ways as our people, as the regular folks that just wanted to live and have a life and be left the fuck alone, were slaughtering one another. They were, and this, I've read this in books, and this is factual books. This is what they fucking did. This is how the war was conducted. And here I see him, you know, just like this thing here. I mean, this very idea that some students, you know, got loose on a university. Man, they'll kill your fucking ass for jaywalking. But some student, let's go on through this. Let's see how this just couldn't be stopped or, you know, how it was wrong, but it really wasn't wrong for nobody to do it. And it wasn't no laws broke or whatever you want to try and call it here. The destruction of the Confederate statue in the heart of North Carolina's flagship university by hundreds of protesters on Monday night was, quote, unlawful and dangerous, university leaders said. And somebody's going to jail for this, right? And so somebody, I mean, and what you destroyed, I mean, if you destroyed a statue that's 100 fucking years old, man, you've done some serious fucking damage. There's going to be the full fine. There is going to be full restitution for what these pricks did, right? University leaders Carol L. Folt, Chancellor of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, condemned the actions of a crowd of protesters who took down the memorial known as Silent Sam, which was erected in 1913. I go down to the local college here. They probably got a statue or two out there of something. I don't care what it is or something. If I went out there in the middle of the night, I took about 10, 15 people out there making a bunch of noise and banging on drums or something there, I went to tear that fucking statue down, there would be a fucking ocean of police that would be there. I would be beaten. I would be drug off. If I lived through the experience, I'd wake up in fucking jail. And I tell you what, if there was so much as scratch on that goddamn thing, I would have paid for it. This is what shows you that it's being controlled at the top. The fact that a seatbelt will get you killed, but somehow these people can just walk in. I think they say there was like 100 of them or whatever. Well, I challenge you. I'll go find one of the goddamn, just a community college around here with a statue of anything. You just name it, a flamingo. You can go after the flamingo statue. and you go after that fucking flamingo statue, and the fucking security sees you going after that, I don't care if there's 100 of you, flamingo statue, you're going to see an ocean of fucking cops coming at you. Because it isn't a political agenda. You see, what is going on here is being allowed to go on here. And like I said, you'll get the one fucking group sitting here with the Obama t-shirts on and the Hillary shirts on and the other ones, and they're looking at each other. They're maybe scraping and scratching a little bit. But behind them, you look at the wall. That is where the fucking problem is. That is who has taken your Bill of Rights. That's who wants to see the Bill of Rights removed from history. And this is a part of it. Because that 14th Amendment, it was the first attack on the 9th article. I mean, when Lincoln declared martial law, he had zero, zip, zilch, nada, no authority. He could not do it because the 9th article said he couldn't. So he went right then and there. He said, fuck your Bill of Rights. And that was to everybody, northern and southern man. It's to all of you. Fuck your Bill of Rights. We're going to have a war over some money here, and you're going to die, and we're going to get rich, and the things that might have been yours are going to be ours. That's just what's going to happen here. The monument has been divisive for years. Why? Why would a monument? I mean, if what we're looking for here, if it's the truth that's ever going to set us free, or what we're looking for here, why would any monument, why would any shape of anything be so divisive unless somebody was working? I mean, that was their job to try to make it somehow divisive. I mean, a statue is like art. It is art. Now you walk them down to 2 p.m. I mean, you ever watching it because these fancy pants, upper class, elite people, you know, they're attuned to art. They see art like we, you know, as commoners, we can't see the qualities in art like they can or what might have you. And two people come up to the same piece, right? And they'll put their fingers under their chin and they'll start contemplating just exactly what the artist was trying to convey. And even if it's a statue of, what there's in here, I can't remember which one it was. It was in, I know it was in the Carolinas, let's see, North Carolina, Flagship University, Colonel Folt Chandler University, California. It's like the sleeping monument or some kind of shit. I don't know. I can't find it here. For a series of speakers, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. You got two people. The whole idea of art is what the individual sees in it, isn't it? It's individual thought, isn't it? Or is there just one group thought that is going to be, this is the government-sanctioned thought, and if you could ever think anything else about that, it has to go. The thing here is, like I said, the reason they want all these Confederate statues and shit torn out down across the South is to agitate. It's to agitate, and it's also to bury, because I think what this whole fucking new war is all about is burying the past. Because what they did after that, with that 14th Amendment, we've come to the point that we understand that the first time Lincoln declared martial law, the Bill of Rights was violated. The people's law, fuck the government over there that was supposed to guard them for you. The people's law, the people should have joined at once, but fucking forget about the colors of uniforms, everything. Everybody just go to town and hang those son of a bitches. They just violated the Bill of Rights. And there will be those that argue, well, they violated the Bill of Rights by telling the states they couldn't secede. They violated the Constitution. They did violate the Constitution by not allowing the states to secede. But the state is not the individual. That Bill of Rights does not belong to the state of Oregon. It belongs to Henry Shively. This is the only thing standing in their way of their New World Order. It's just the reality of the truth. Those statues should be proudly standing. And beside them, only thing that needs to be corrected is written down the truth of what happened and why it happened. Who made the fortunes? How was the country ripped apart? How was the American ripped away from his fucking rights? How was that 14th Amendment completely illegal? How was this actually, in reality, no matter what all the bullshit they tried to sell, how was this the opening salvo assault on the people's Bill of Rights at all? Because that's what it was. Because you can argue it this way, you can argue that way, you can argue with me all day long. All I'll tell you is, what was the end result? Well, the 14th Amendment, we all became subjects of the government that was subject to us prior to it. So I guess what happened there was that our rights were removed and the government took over governing us and started granting privileges that they call civil rights that have nothing to do with that Bill of Rights. This is why you're not going to hear it talked about. It is you think of the logistics if you had to put everything, if everybody right now said, okay, this is it. The Bill of Rights, we want it back, everything back in effect the way it's supposed to be. It would change this world around 180 degrees because it's been turned 180 degrees around from freedom and liberty to slavery. The accommodations, this took them, 100 fucking years to do this. Longer than that because they were working at it from the beginning. But I mean to really get to this point. They come up to you. We can pull you over in your car. And if you have money in your pocket, we can take it from you. We don't have to charge you. And we call it asset forfeiture. And we can just take it from you. And you can file a case if you want with our court that's getting half the money if you want. But that's procedural due process. And that is constitutional. We have gone that far. The Bill of Rights is hanging on by its fingernails. But the people are the Bill of Rights, and the people are the might. That's why you have to have this goddamn bullshit. We have to kill each other. Otherwise, everybody figures this shit out at once. What they have done, what the people's rights truly are, and that these miserable pieces of shit that are supposed to be your lackeys have been walking on you with dog shit on their feet and laughing about it. I don't think it would turn out too pretty. It has been divisive for years, and its presence has been a source of frustration for many people. I bet, no, it hasn't. This is all bullshit. This is all bullshit. I mean, if they think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage, you think back before, let's go to Georgia, before the big theft, when our Henry Paulson had our treasury turned over, when they stole $21 trillion from us and gave it to people, their buddies around the world who had just committed fraud, admitted they committed fraud, the regulators who we were supposed to be guarding, who we were paying a salary to guard the 401ks and stuff to make sure it was only AAA derivatives in there, obviously they all committed one big, huge motherfucking crime, didn't they? But now what happened about, what happened over there? Too big to jail. Too big to fail. And then the people having to live. I mean, this time, they've been doing this all along, people. They've been taking slices out of the middle class. And every generation, another slice. This time, because it was the baby boomers. They had paid the most in of any generation ever. They had the most to steal. They had the most of them to get rid of if they wanted to take their fucking money. So this time it was a big slice to try to slide it under the goddamn carpet. 2.9% unemployment. Man, everything's great. This is just wonderful goddamn things going on here. Only problem is that there's 100 million people out there going, they were educated people too. A lot of them had degrees and stuff. These aren't the ignorants. They took a big slice. This was their big move. And those people are going, we ain't fucking stupid. Why aren't those people who stole my house in jail? Well, and then they're going to ask, what the hell happened to my goddamn rights to my property? And then they've started looking and, man, the nasty, what the horrible thing they have found. So now, let's see, God, we better do something pretty fucking fast here because there's a lot of them son of a bitches out there and they got a lot of guns. Make no mistake. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch. It's going to be, man. I mean, just for the unbelievableness. You know, if it was 20 years ago, and I lived in North Carolina. And I, this is where I grew up and shit, you know, like where I did there, you know, here in Oregon or family in West Virginia or what might have you. And the communists started coming out in the goddamn, I'm going to tell you guys, fuck, this is a true story. Okay, in Elkhart, Indiana, you had a group of communists, they moved in and they were setting up, trying to set up a headquarters. Now, this is some of my family, they were part of Ku Klux Klan. But they were their own people too, you know, they were the own people of the town and what might have you. So this communist organization, they come in, they're trying to set up a building, they're going to set up a little communist headquarters there. So what do these guys do? They get in the back of pickups. Every night they go by with slingshots and bust the fucking windows. Every window they put in, they bust them out. And in just a little while, you know what, nobody insured it. And there couldn't be that. It just went away. But say I'm back here and this has gotten to this point to where these fucking punks are out there in the street thinking they can push people around. I've seen some of them. I mean, that's the whole thing is to insult you. And that some little pissant like that could sway you one way or the other. But let's say it happened. I'm telling you, back in the day, I could get 100 guys together to keep their fucking mouth shut, period. Even if the cops were on the side of the communists, it wouldn't matter. And you just went out there and you went out there and you just walked down the street and you just fucking plowed into them. And I'm carrying a shotgun. I got a pistol. I got a fucking knife. I got a ball bat. You fuckers want to rumble? We're going to rumble. Go in there. And I mean, just go to take it to them. Now, first thing that's going to happen is that this isn't a controlled group. This didn't go out over the internet so that the people with the Trump shirts and people with the political agendas could show up and say, this is us coming to fight. This is exactly what the communists did in Russia. I've told you people about it. It was a uprising against the Tsar. And like when they would go to take a building or something or take a part of town or something, and the communists, they stay back out of the way. They're sneaking little slimy son of a bitches. And as soon as it was, the people got riled up and they had guns, they were going to go do it. Man, here they come slipping in. And then they'd be out there. That was a communist action that just happened. That wasn't the people doing it. That was a communist. We ordered that. We made it happen. Like I said, I sneak in there in the middle of the night. I just come in there in the middle of the night. These fuckers been doing it every night. Just wade into those motherfuckers. First thing is those fucking communists are going to run like the dog shit they are because they're just put out there as props. They're props for the real fucking enemy. I'll tell you who I'd be fighting. Who I'd be fighting to keep the shit off my streets would be the motherfuckers over there in the goddamn black uniforms with the goddamn billy clubs and the guns. It obviously is their mission to keep this shit in your street now, isn't it? So what we want to do? What these guys are is herders. You see, you have an outrage like this and herd them one way into, oh goddamn, it's gonna piss some people off, and come over and just keep your guys showing up in their brand new T-shirts that a fellow like me could never afford, with their signs, "Make America Great" or what might have you. And then this is the guys who are fighting. Then you got your two camps. And this is how they've done it. I mean, I've talked about the Guy Carr book. Go read it. They have done, this is how they've done it for millennia. Even you take something as big as the so-called Civil War. Who was really the fucking problem? I mean, it was the governments at the top. A handful caused all of that to happen. A handful of the filthy rich who wouldn't even spit on you to put you out if you were on fire. They caused it all. Same thing here. You got somebody like, you got George Soros. They'll tell you who they are even today, these days. George Soros, I mean, you know, backing these communists to come into the street, but is he really backing these Antifa, these little goofy asses? He's paying $25 an hour to go out there and act stupid and kick things and spit on things and act like a fucking retard with their pants hanging down around their asses. No threat to anybody. Or is he the guy that's behind that fucking wall that's behind them? Because when you find out who the real enemy is when you go to squash those fucking communists out. And by the way, who's in control of this goddamn police state these days? Isn't that old Donald Trump? Isn't it him? This is just to made to push people into each other, to insult and create hate that would have otherwise been there. And it's to none of our benefit. But I guarantee you, when it's all over, it's just like after that Civil War. No, there's going to be there. You're going to find out, man, you are the lowest slave. They have made some of the big marks on that Georgia Guard's guidestone. They have tricked you into killing you. They are the ones that want us dead, not us. And those stupid little twerps, these poor little bastards, their parents abandoned them at birth. Why'd you have a baby for? Oh, so I could send it to daycare center. I could get back to work. I'm a good communist going to work, you know, in the States, raising my kid, to teaching them to be a queer, to be a transvestite, to wear the pants down around their knees, and everything's just acceptable, you see. And they bred these little bastards. The ones you're seeing on the street, these ones, it's rude little fuckers that come out and they're, you know, the ones that are pissing people off enough. Like I set up at Portland, I said, some guys are going to come out and beat these little, they're not fighters. They're no fucking danger to you. They are a nuisance is what they are. But they make them a nuisance to upset your life, to upset your peace, so that you start getting mad and agitated. And then the other side, mad and agitated. Pretty soon everybody's mad and agitated. And they, it's some fucking communists. It's some fucking Trumpers. And they're both the same fucking people. Donald Trump is an international communist. And so you get them all to kill each other, down to a manageable fucking unit. And all that property that's going to disappear, it belonged to millions of people. That's going to be yours, too. That's just another fucking perk. Let me see what we got here. There was another one. Yeah, here. This is the one I wanted to do next. Just to show you that and you know, why we're watching this shit, you know, everybody, it's just like there's like, they call them news cycles. Is what it is. It's just outlets of news. That's why they want complete control over the internet. So they squirt out what they want just to agitate you this way today and agitate you that way tomorrow. But in the reality, I mean, Lieberman, and this isn't the one that used to be an illegal congressman because he was a dual citizen in this fucking country. This is over in Jewland. Lieberman thanks U.S. for giving Israel's, quote, room to maneuver against enemies. This is from Times from Israel, sent in by Galen. I'm going to be the president of the United States. America, for you. I mean, the shit people fall for, it baffles me. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman met Monday with U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton. Remember old John Bolton? He depleted uranium. You know, he was in with that old group there. They got the war over there in Iraq, so you get that Iraqi oil over to your Jewish masters. And put the blood in the arms and legs of your children across the Middle East to go and do their fucking bidding again for them. But this is international. They've been getting away with this shit, and they've been making big bucks at it. But the people are getting fed up with this, noticing we don't got nothing. We're in the richest country on planet Earth, and we don't have anything. Because why don't we have anything? Why are these fucking wars? What is all this shit? We're not warful with one another. I mean, you've pumped foreigners in here by the zillions to try to cause conflict that way. But Americans amongst Americans, man, wasn't that long ago, we got along pretty goddamn good. But this coming in, it's coming into full play. They want that fucking New World Order. What stands between them is the largest army to ever exist on planet Earth, and that is the American people. John Bolton in Jerusalem and praised the Trump administration for giving Israel significant maneuvering room to operate against its enemies. Now, you're getting everything spread out, aren't you? You're getting ready. We're getting ready to send some more of our young blood over there for conquest, for Zion, for those dirty. I mean, that one dirty little shithole over there. You talk about something that just could, if it just disappeared off the face of the fucking map, how much better would the world be the very next day? The two met in Jerusalem following Bolton's meeting earlier in the day with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which the two bemoaned the wretched Iran nuclear deal and called for step-up global pressure on Tehran to curb its military activities. You know, there was somebody was talking about the fall of the Shah the other day. And I read a book way when it happened. I was real young when I read the book. It was a big old bastard. It was called Whirlwind. And it talked about all the factions there and how the U.S. is in there. The Shah, he was just a U.S. puppet. He was making sure that the Jews got the major cut, and the people who owned the resources and stuff, they were just kept plebes. And that's all that these governments are all about, that work for the ultra elite. is just keeping the plebs under control while they take everything, right? Mountains of everything that they don't need. But I guess the idea is to get it all stacked up, all the work done, kill them all off, and just sit back and be gods on earth and enjoy it. But here you talk about a fucking foreign country. I mean, he swore about a lot of things. He said he swore he's going to get rid of all of them, every illegal alien, get rid of DACA on day one. He's going to be the president of this country, not the president of the world. Bullshit. This shit, I mean, and what I'm saying is then you'll see this shit jump out at you. You know every day they're over there murdering Palestinians, I mean, on their own fucking property. They're committing genocide on a people, right, in Jerusalem. They're committing genocide. They're killing those people off to take what they have, period. And we're the attack dog. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, another thing about, you know, you're 100% about that Iran ordeal. The Shah, he was 100%, you know, a U.S. puppet. And, you know, when they kicked out Mohammed Mossadegh during that Operation Ajax, you know, spearheaded by the CIA, the guy, Mohammed Mossadegh, he said, you know what, you guys, just let us have some of our proceeds from our oil. And they didn't even want that. They wanted to take, you know what I'm saying, they wanted to take all of the proceeds from those people, oil in their country.
And
he was like, well, just let us have, you know, at least some of the proceeds from our oil. And it was like, no, we want it all. And that's why they overthrew that country. Now they mad at them people because they took their country back.
Hell no.
And they don't have a freaking puppet up inside their country to run their country.
Yeah,
that's
but look what did happen.
Their enemy.
But look what did happen, though, brother. You see, there was like 15 factions fighting over control. It was like a 3 months after the Shah was ejected, 3 months of battling, fighting this faction, fighting that faction, this fighting this faction. And who came out on top? The clerics. The clerics came out up on top because, I guess, in the mind frame of the person at the time, it was the only one they could trust. They fought.
Yeah, Henry, I was going to say, too, I guess it was Monday that Donald Trump re-signed the National Defense Authorization Act, and he put in there an additional $5.5 billion to Israel.
Of course. I mean, if that's why I keep talking. You know, I see it keeps driving me insane going back and forth with these people with these ideas of going, oh, we're going to do the Libertarian Party, and we're going to take up all of these things. But there's no talk of the destruction of the monster. There's just getting who's going to be in control of the monster. There is no intent. I don't think there's ever been intent in any of them to destroy the monster. I mean, if you truly wanted to bring the people of this country together as a single, what belongs to all of us that we can all agree on? The Bill of Rights. It has absolutely been subverted. They're telling us right into our faces through the asset force. You got to, what there's a call their attorney general telling you, oh yeah, that's perfectly legal. Take somebody's stuff and just take it from them. What, yeah, no charges. No conviction. No, just take it from them. Do whatever you want to them. No procedural due process. But that Bill of Rights is so strong that it is held so hard. It's been such an impossible nut to crack because you can't change the wording of it. Everything else, these pettifogging turners, you know, the twisters of words, they could twist words this way and that way. Well, it could have meant this or could have meant that. That son of a bitch was written perfect. And it all goes together. Either you have procedural due process and you were relieved of your property legally or your freedom legally, or you didn't have that procedural due process and it was a crime. It was a crime against all of us, against every person who has that Bill of Rights. There's no middle ground for them. That's why they can't talk about it, even though it's the thing in the side of the cannon. I mean, they got that crosshair right on it. That's what has to be destroyed for the New World Order to be fulfilled. It has to be destroyed, and all of them are vying. They're not looking to, to defend the Bill of Rights. They know the bulk of the people. The people, the largest army on planet Earth, it belongs to them. And if they understood it, they would have already slaughtered them. If they understood exactly what had happened here. That's why you're going to see shit like that, like the last one there with, you know, with the statute, tearing the statutes down and all this little phony bullshit. You're going to see all these acts put on TV. There was shit like that going on all over the goddamn North and South at the same time. But the bottom line here is the true beef here is over the big boys, just like it was during the Revolutionary War. It was over the kings and those who would be kings. And all we've ever been to them is fucking cannon fodder. And that's what they're trying to get us to do again. If you had the people of this country, I mean, why wouldn't you? If your true interest was liberty and freedom, and I'll tell you, everything goes with it. It is the people who have amassed fortunes or amassed estates through this dirty, corrupt lie, through this lie, that they cannot see the lie completely dispelled, because then everybody's going to look back and if everybody understood the history of what happened in this country since fucking April 19th, 1775, they understood exactly what happened, you know, in the deep state they like to talk about that's been there forever, what exactly transpired and how things were moved and how things were taken and how it belonged to everybody and was taken by a handful and given to their buddies, all the secret societies, the cliques, the churches, all of this shit. It would be like a whoa. In the first place, when you conquered this country, if you truly conquered this continent, well, what in the hell? I mean, everything stops right there, doesn't it? It just changed hands. But no, we didn't do it that way. Wonder why? Wonder why it wasn't done that way? Why didn't we set up our own patent office for land patent office? And everything that's chartered in this country, you know, every piece of property will be chartered by an American, chartered to an American. Our own charter office, I mean, it ain't rocket science. Why? Well, because there was still on those aristocrats and even in some of the people that were bigger landholders, that all their property rights, what they go, if they had to lay down a piece of paper and say, this is my proof in court that this is my land. It would have had British right. It would have been signed by a Britishman because it was all done through the Catholic Church and through the British government. And so we said, we just won this country. Right? We're wiping the slate clean. All belongs to us. We're all filthy rich. Okay. And that was a given. And everybody knew it. That was a given. We're all filthy rich. So, you know, hey, man, you know, you people that fought on the side of the people. And we got this country for one another. We're all rich. We don't have to argue about it. It's the ones that actually instigated that, like the ones you worship as founding fathers who had estates like Mount Pilger and, you know, Monticello, all of these huge land estates and stuff, grants from the king. They had grants from the king. We just whipped the king. The king's name is nothing in this country. This is a new country. It's called the United States of America. We're starting our own little office here. Now, you people that fought in the war, of course, the first thing they did was screwed them out of the 150 acres that they were promised as a war booty. We guarantee you. And that's what really pisses me off. People coming up talking about how, well, these guys financed it. That's why they're so powerful. And that's why we should respect them. They weren't out there eating bullets and fucking dying terrible deaths. They financed it. No, they didn't. When it was all over, they just seized all the fucking land that was supposed to go as war booty to the people. Everybody was supposed to get 150 acres that went out there and beat the British out of here. Oh, we're taking that to pay the war debt. So actually, we paid nothing. We did nothing. And here we sit and we own everything. Doesn't it sound about right to you for American history people? What they fear. It's for the average, for everybody. I mean, that's why this internet is being so attacked and so shut down and squeezed so fast. And that's why this goddamn thing popping up with this statute the other night and all this goofy shit going on with the real enemy isn't, I mean, Antifa, they're a bunch of punks. I've talked to my boys. I mean, I've been looking to see one of them actually on just cause when I'm around Eugene and stuff because I know they're around here. I'm wanting to see one. I want to kick the shit out of one just walk up and kick them and, you know, just for, cause I'd say I did it. But the goddamn thing is, they're just a bunch of punks. They were indoctrinated from the time they were in kindergarten up to be punks. They were made to be pussies. They were made to be boys who want to be girls and girls who want to be boys and just a whole freak operation. The freak operation was to put in your fucking face to get you to fight one another. The problem is the 75% that hadn't fallen for it, that were starting to go, where in the fuck is our country? What the fuck's going on here? Well, what do you mean China's buying, has set up banks in our country and Chinese currency? We do, I mean, we ain't the, maybe not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but we do know a takeover when we see one. We know when we see the faces in the goddamn government starting to change from fucking European to Oriental to all these different multiculturalism shit that was pumped in here. And then you go and you look at who is actually running the country. Oh, yeah, I'm a second-generation American, first-generation American, second-generation American, first-generation American, second-generation American. Even got people running for president, like what's his name down there in Florida, that dirty little bastard. Come on, somebody help me here. Mario.
Cruz or Rubio?
Cruz. Cruz and Rubio, oh. Both of them. Two guys running for president. One of them, both his parents were born in goddamn Cuba. His dad was born in Cuba. His mom was a United States citizen, but he was born in Canada. And it's come to the point of, do you wonder what's wrong with your country? I mean, we have people here that have been here for, 10, 12, 14 generations of Americans, real American nationals, who actually have a true right to the heritage of this country. And the whole country's being run by, even Donald Trump. His mommy was from fucking Scotland. He was not a natural born American. He couldn't be. Because both his parents weren't. I mean, just the simplest things that are right here in our face that people are just refusing to acknowledge. This whole mess is being run by people that have been here for two fucking generations. They came here to invade. And they fucking did invade. And now they're going to play this fucking same game on us again. Yeah, God, because it's getting scary. Because people are realizing they're not going to try. They're going to let these goddamn Mexicans. Sooner or later, it's going to come down to my food. They keep letting people pour across this border. Excuse me. They keep letting people pour across this border. It's going to come down to the goddamn food in my belly. You will come to the realization of what's going on, whether you want to or not. But I have this big government, and we have the laws and everything. And they're just right up there telling you, yeah, we don't enforce law just on you with a seatbelt. Now, we'll kill you over a seatbelt, but somebody wants to come in and take your portion of America, hell, we're going to give them a slap on the back, $257 and $257 a day, a plane ticket to anywhere they want to go, and get them into the interior of the United States, because we are the goddamn traitors that are trying to take it away from you. Second generation. How come you never see nobody? Oh, well, yeah, I'm an ancestor from the Civil War, at least, Civil War era. I can trace, I've been here, five, six, eight generations, every one of them. Go check them out. One generation. Yeah, I'm saying, that's how come I know so much about immigration, why I love immigrants so much, because, well, my dad was one. My grandpa was one. Really? This is a nation of immigrants. That's what they'll tell you, because they're standing all up there. And, you guys there are. There's some of us have been here long enough that we ain't no fucking immigrant. My oldest ancestor that I know of on my mom's side was 69. And on my dad's side was 17 and 39. I don't think I'm a fucking immigrant. I don't think my children are immigrants. I don't think that there's been an immigrant in this family for a long, long, long fucking time. And it's our country, and we're the ones supposed to be running it. You got people that come in here, and don't forget, these ones that have come in the last two generations, that's after somebody got in there and made it so you didn't even have to give up your former allegiance to your other country. Dual citizen. We have people, I'm an Israeli American in your government. But how in the hell are you ever going to get everybody together on this because everybody's looking at it to keep something, to keep a part of what was created through the lie, rather than just bite the bullet, get rid of the fucking lie, start over, still a rich country, still a plenty for the people it belongs to, but you just don't get to pick up where you left off in your capitalism. And I love that they get that capital. This is not a capitalist country. This is a free republic. With an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and it is a free enterprise system. It is not capitalism. Capitalism is a chunk of money sitting over there. You just set a chunk of money over there, make a couple million dollars, and just sit there on your ass and watch it just get bigger and bigger. And you look over to the chain of how this is happening, you look over there, so at the end of it, there's some guy busting his ass, working his ass off, creating a product, and they're changing money because they're wheeling and dealing, screwing each other backwards and forwards back up there, and you're getting three quarters of what that guy's sweat's making, and it's piling right up in front of you, and you ain't moving a fucking muscle. I guess that the right kind of people would just love fucking capitalism, but it's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to have debt-free money to operate as entrepreneurs in our own land, as American nationals. Free enterprise is not capitalism. Capitalism is money making money. And it is what is taking this country over. It is mammon. It is the worth of mammon. that we're all feeling. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just keep telling people, you know. Say, because you know you saw it during the Occupy thing. You saw it with your own eyes. And you've seen it even during Fergadushu. When those people were there, when people came out and they thought they had a legitimate bitch, you know, to about the cops killing people. And then there was one guy, he's sitting there, I can't remember which one of them dirty, might have been Cavuto, he's sitting there with him. And he goes, well, we all just came out here to protest, and then all these people came and they got communist, goddamn booklets and shit with them. And that second, I mean, they pushed the button, that guy was gone. You never heard from him again. That's what's going on here. And it sickens me to my stomach that, I mean, everybody's going to try and look out for what's already been stolen rather than getting rid. And it's like everything else. You could have so fucking much more and it would be honest. But then again, oh, well, that's been my family for 20 generations of fraud. Like I said, it was chartered under the fucking Catholic Church. Nothing in this country should be chartered anywhere but here in this goddamn country. Never should have been. None of this would have happened. But the thing is, they just made deals with the king. There was no settlements or anything. This country, they never for once entertained the notion that it belonged to the people who had just fought and died to get it, who had forced that Bill of Rights that said it belonged to them and you couldn't touch it. Never had an intention. It was all just, well, we've got to start scheming from here, scheming from here, scheming from here until we can get back, until we put those son of a bitches back in the chains where they belong. And that is the word from the trenches. Stop.